Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. On our last episode, we talked about the buzz surrounding Google's AI-focused event in Paris and the speculation that they were going to launch a rival to ChatGPT. Well, we can safely say that the event was a bit of a disappointment. To put it mildly, the event fell short of expectations. There was no major announcement, no game-changing reveal, just a recap of Google CEO Sundar Pichai's blog post about their conversational AI tool. Soon after the event, Google stock took a massive hit with an 8% drop and a loss of $100 billion in market value. So what exactly went wrong? Well, this $100 billion mistake can't be entirely blamed on the underwhelming AI event. The main culprit seems to be a Google ad that was shared on Twitter at the same time. In this ad, Google's AI chatbot Bard was asked a question about the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, and its new discoveries. And in its answer, Bard claimed that JWST took the very first pictures of an exoplanet outside of our solar system. But here's the thing. NASA says that the first image of an exoplanet was actually taken by the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope way back in 2004. Now, this may seem like a small mistake, but it raises a lot of questions about the accuracy and reliability of AI tools like Bard. In a world where AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our daily lives, mistakes like this can have serious consequences. The timing of this small error couldn't have been worse for Google. On Feb 7th, Microsoft hosted a surprise AI event where they unveiled a new version of their search engine Bing. As you probably know, Microsoft is a huge investor in OpenAI, the parent company of ChatGPT. And as expected, the new version of Bing was developed with the OpenAI team. If you visit Bing now, which I had not done in a very long time, you'll see an all-new interface with loads of new features. You can even preview the latest version of Bing and explore some of the new AI-powered features. Microsoft claims that the new Bing is like having a research assistant, personal planner, and creative planner at your side whenever you search the web. So while Google's shares dropped 8%, Microsoft's shares gained 3% on the same day. Obviously, Google's lackluster AI event was compared with Microsoft's event, which garnered more favorable reviews. It's ironic to think that Google, which until now was the front runner in all things AI, got upstaged by Microsoft's Bing. Just think about it. Bing has not been in the news for years, and no one expected it to make a splash the way it did by introducing new AI-powered search features. That said, the AI war is just getting started, and we are still in the early days. Google is the search engine giant, and Bing lags far behind as a runner-up with a much smaller search engine market share. You may remember that ChatGPT reached a milestone of 100 million users in 2 months. Google's AI chatbot, if and when it's launched, will reach at least 1 billion existing users. So it'll be exciting to see Google go head-to-head with OpenAI's ChatGPT and Microsoft's Bing. Just the other day, I was listening to the Pivot podcast, which is hosted by Josh Galloway and Kara Swisher. Galloway pointed out that Google has not innovated in a really long time, especially in the search business, and this ongoing AI war with Microsoft is challenging their legacy business. I do agree with Galloway here. Google seems to have done nothing significant in the last few years when it comes to the search business. Yes, there have been new algorithms introduced, but aside from a few features here and there, Google search has mostly remained the same. On the same episode, both Galloway and Swisher were really impressed with ChatGPT's capabilities. And though I'm a fan of this podcast, they come across as very pessimistic. Most of the podcast revolves around them complaining about the state of affairs in technology and in politics. But they both were impressed with ChatGPT's capabilities. In fact, Galloway said that he's been using ChatGPT as a research tool for his upcoming book. So ChatGPT has got a lot of favorable reviews, even from people who are cynical about new technologies and innovations. So Google has a lot to work on. Like I said in the previous episode, over 80% of their revenue comes from their search engine business. And if they don't innovate soon, then they lose some of that market share to Bing. And I never thought this would happen. I never thought that Bing would be a front runner in the AI war. But that's how it is going right now. And the coming weeks and months will be super exciting for marketers and SEOs, as we'll also have to change our game with the evolution of AI. So that wraps up this episode of Marketing Mantra. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back very soon with a new episode.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.